I do fine, he tells Marlowe. Hanging in. How are you doing? Marlowe, sometimes known as the Snout Master, waggles his arthritic rear end in response. You again. That's what I said to him. And he asked, do you remember me? Or maybe he said it, you remember me? I told him I was thirsty. He said he didn't have anything to drink. He said sorry, and I called him a liar. And I was right to call him a liar because he wasn't sorry a bit. He didn't care a row of pins if I was thirsty, because Jake was dead and he tried to put it on me, son of a bitch, tried to put the blame on me. But none of that actually happened, King says, watching Marlowe waddle back toward the kitchen, where he will check his dish again before taking one of his increasingly long naps. The house is empty except for the two of them, and under those circumstances he often talks to himself. I mean, you know that, don't you? That none of it actually happened. He supposes he does. But it was so odd for Jake to die like that. Jake is in all his notes, and no surprise there, because Jake was supposed to be around until the very end. All of them were, in fact. Of course, no story, except a bad one, one that arrives DOA, is ever completely under the writer's control. But this one is so out of control it's ridiculous. It really is more like watching something happen or listening to a song than writing a damn made-up story. He decides to make himself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for lunch and forget the whole damn thing for another day. Tonight he will go to see the new Clint Eastwood movie, Blood Work, and be glad he can go anywhere, do anything. Tomorrow he'll be back at his desk, and something from the film may slip out into the book. Certainly Roland himself was partly Clint Eastwood to start with. Sergio Leone's Man with No Name.